From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California towns are preparing ordinances ahead of next year's rollout of legal adult-use cannabis. Capital Public Radio's Daniel Potter reports.
Proposition 64 legalized recreational pot last year, but left the rules around businesses to cities and counties. Places like Sacramento and San Diego have advanced plans to phase them in, but others are taking a wait-and-see approach or passing outright bans.
The biggest example of that is really the entire peninsula area.
San Francisco attorney Allison Malsbury specializes in cannabis business law. In places like Menlo Park, Palo Alto, and Campbell, Malsbury says residents who attend local meetings don't want such businesses next door.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? We have people going out to the meetings, complaining about it, and advocating against cannabis businesses, and you know, their voices are the only ones being heard.
Malsbury says the legal landscape around pot is still shifting, and many cities could change their stances next year. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
The California legislature has paid out nearly $2 million for sexual harassment complaints over the past 25 years. They involve 17 elected officials or key aides. Well, that's according to a comprehensive report by Ryan Hughes of Tuple Legal, a nonprofit research firm in Los Angeles.
Among female staffers, there's this informal list of legislators and staffers that they didn't ever want to be in a room with. And as you're having these conversations, there was just a sense of hopelessness that that's how it was and that's how it always be. And so, you know, frankly, I'm happy that the legislature is finally having to come to grips with this.
Hughes is a former Capitol staffer. He says he used old news articles and court records to compile the report, which includes links to settlement agreements and is available at cap-radio.org/insight. He spoke Friday on Capitol Public Radio's Insight program. Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.